This is Skylar Madison. This is designed to help you achieve what you desire with respect to your body. This is meant to be listened to when you're in a relaxed state, in the privacy and comfort of your home. It's not appropriate to listen to this when you need to be alert or if you're driving. So now find a comfortable place and take a deep breath. Close your eyes and let every muscle in your body let go as you breathe out. And I'd like you to imagine that you can see yourself relaxing, or maybe just pretend that you can see yourself. Already you're breathing so much easier and steadier, even as you think about it, as though you were sound asleep, or pretending to be sound asleep, pretending so well that you're sound asleep that you would convince anybody who could see you that you were just pleasantly sleeping. But a very different kind of sleep. A sleep where your body feels as if it's going to sleep, and yet you hear every word that I say. And while you pretend to be sound asleep, you can imagine that you have a dream. A dream where you're more relaxed than you have ever been at any time in your entire life. More relaxed than you ever thought was even possible. A dream where you're like, just like a rag doll, laying lazily on a beach somewhere, shaded by the comfort of a palm tree. It's moving in a gentle breeze, your body beautifully warmed by the sun, as you just drift deeper, and your body becomes even more relaxed with each breath you take, every word that I speak. More relaxed than the rag doll on the beach, every ounce of tension just drifting away from you, so that your arms and legs begin to feel wonderfully devoid of all tension, your entire body beautifully free from all your cares and anxieties. You can simply relax, floating deeper now, so that you might even begin to feel like you are losing touch with your hands and feet, with your arms and legs. Sometimes people can become so relaxed that they feel like they could just lose touch with their whole body, and that they become, just for a while, just their thoughts. A lazy, easy, calm sort of feeling where nobody wants anything, nobody expects anything. There's absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do but relax. It's as if you've been able to temporarily turn off all the muscles while you relax. Just letting any last traces of tension float away. Letting every muscle, nerve, fiber go. Allowing the beautiful, easy feeling to flow down your body. A wonderful sensation of the deepest relaxation you've ever experienced. So that you can experience that very special sort of relaxation that some people call hypnosis. And you can even find that feeling for yourself whenever you want to. This exact same feeling of the most profound sense of relaxation where nothing matters. Just a sense of calm, a quiet feeling. You can always find this feeling by remembering the rag doll. And whenever you think of the rag doll, you will be able to instantly find the very deep, same relaxation that you have at this very moment. Now, from this place of relaxation, take your attention to your eyelids. Your eyelids so relaxed that they feel like they just don't work. Hold on to that relaxation now and test them and make sure they feel like they just won't work. Good. Stop testing and go even deeper now and send that feeling of relaxation down from the very top of your head to the tips of your toes. In a moment, we're going to count from 1 to 5 and you're going to double that level of relaxation to go to the very, very depths of your relaxation. 1. Relaxation beginning to double. 2. Relaxation doubling more and more. 3. Relaxation doubling throughout your entire body. 4. Relaxation almost doubled. 5. Relaxation completely doubled now from the top of your head to the very tip of your toe. Now in a moment I'm going to count once more, and as I do, something very interesting. You find that your eyelids begin to twitch and tighten and lock down. 1. Eyelids twitching and tightening. 2. Locking down, glued shut. 3. Locked down, glued shut. 4. Heavy, locked down, glued shut. 5. Try to open them, but you cannot. Try to open them, but you cannot. Good. Stop trying. Go deeper now. And now, from this place of deep relaxation, I want you to realize that you have abilities that you have yet begun to use. Just allow the creative part of your mind to take over, and your imagination. And imagine that you're standing at a fork in the road of your life, and that you've come to a decision point. Should you continue to do what you've been doing with regard to taking care of your body? You think about all the problems and the concerns that being overweight has brought into your life. And you see there are two ways you can go. The road on the left. It's easy to take that road. It's the low road. You could just coast down it. It's the path of doing what you've been doing for so long, by continuing to be out of control, to eating for the wrong reasons. But it's the path of misery. The road on the right goes upward. It will take some effort to take that road, the high road, but it's the road, the way to freedom, health, and life. It's the road of being in control of your life, and it's the road that you have decided to take by eating only when it's healthy to do so, and eating only in a healthy way. Now look at that road to the left. It means carrying with you all the problems associated with continuing to be overweight even longer than you already have. Think of how bad overeating and snacking can make you feel, and really allow yourself to feel the weight of the burden of this self-destructive behavior, because that's exactly what it is. Feel your desire to be free from all the ill effects of hurting yourself by eating this way and not exercising your body sufficiently. Now in a moment I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and we're going to go down that low road of being out of control for another year. 1, 2, 3, there you are. After one more year of being out of control, of being miserable because you have continued to be overweight, you feel the weight of the disappointment in yourself, and you notice the things that litter this painful way of living: the snack foods, the candy wrappers, the second helpings, the portions that were too large, which all made you too large. You see those kinds of things, and they make you feel horrible. And you see others that you know out of control to bad eating behaviors. Maybe it's the ones you've eaten or snacked with, and just the sight of them makes you feel sorry for them, because they seem to be stuck. And there's a mirror there, and you can see yourself, and you ask yourself, am I pleased with myself? Am I happy to have another year of being out of control to food? Do I feel better having made this decision? Do I look or feel better about myself? And you feel the disappointment you have in yourself for continuing to live this way for another year. Now you let that image fade as I count back from 5 to 1, and you come back to the beginning of the fork in the road. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you feel better already, because none of that's happened, and it doesn't have to happen, because you've decided not to let it happen to you. You have decided to take the high road, the road on the right. You know it will take a little more effort, but now you know in your heart and your mind it's worth it. You have decided to start taking better care of yourself. In fact, you've already left the old ways behind by listening to this now. You're already taking your first steps towards freedom and success on the road on the right as a person who takes good care of themselves, eats right, and exercises. And let's see how this new decision to be lean, fit, and healthy for life affects you. You think about all the good, positive changes that becoming free from the self-destructive habit of eating too much or the wrong kinds of foods has brought into your life. Being free from all those problems, the feeling of really being in control and confident, you are now on the right road. It means success and a feeling of energy and optimism. You have more energy. You feel more in control, more confident, even smarter. You are free of all the worries, the costs, the inconveniences that being overweight can cause. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and we're going to go down that road of being lean and healthy, of having made this healthy change for 1 year. 1, 2, 3. There you are. After 1 year of being in control, of being slim and trim, having achieved your goal, you look and feel great. You have done it. You're a success, and you never felt better. And you're going to feel even better yet. There's a mirror there, and you can see yourself, and you ask yourself, am I pleased with myself? Am I happy to have accomplished my goal of being trim and healthy for a whole year? And there are some new things in your life because you're more active and energetic. You're spending more time with friends now that you're on this high road of success. You've even inspired others to make this good, healthy choice. And you ask yourself, do I feel better for having made this decision? Feel the pride and the health that is inside of you. Do you want to continue to stay on the high road of success? You have decided that this life of being slim, trim, lean, and healthy is the right life for you. Because overeating and eating too much is now simply something that you used to do. It was a mistake to have ever allowed yourself to become overweight, but now you're free. Free from the fat, and will remain free for the rest of your life. You look into the mirror one more time and you ask yourself, am I pleased with myself? Would I ever go back to that old habit of hurting myself by making myself fat? Am I glad that I have made this permanent change? A change made for good. Of course you are. You have found a new level of certainty that you are really, really ready to make this change. You are now ready to accept powerful hypnotic suggestions to help keep you on the road to the right, the high road of success, the road of always being in control of your eating and exercise. Now your subconscious mind fully accepts the suggestion that you will never be overweight again. From now on, you will always make being slim and healthy one of the most important things in your life. You will always check to see if you're hungry before you put anything to eat in your mouth. You will always check to see if you are hungry before you put anything to eat in your mouth. And if you're feeling badly, you will respond to your feelings in a way that goes to the cause of the feelings. You will never again distract yourself or try to make yourself feel better by eating. And if you need to make yourself feel better, you can simply do something else. Any good, pleasant thing. And this will keep you free. Free to be happier and healthier for the rest of your life. You will always be able to maintain a slim, healthy body because you will always remember that there is always something better to do than to make yourself fat by eating too much, too frequently, or the wrong kinds of things. And by doing this, you have improved your life in every way. You always pay attention to your feelings and emotions and immediately realize when hunger is a false hunger triggered by an emotion. You easily recognize feelings of boredom, nervousness, stress, sadness, anger, or frustration that may have triggered a false emotional hunger. And from this moment forward, you always pay attention to your feelings. You easily associate certain feelings with the desire to overeat and recognize emotional hunger immediately. And as soon as you do, you think about what you're feeling and then you automatically find new creative ways to deal with the feeling. Feelings that may have caused you to overeat in the past that now have no effect on you. Every time you acknowledge your feelings, you automatically release that hunger simply by paying attention, becoming more in tune with your body, your mind. You completely and permanently eliminate all emotional eating. You are ready to face your problems, your fears, and you find by doing so, they simply dissolve away. You acknowledge your feelings and emotions, dealing with them in a positive way, and all the old emotional triggers just disappear. From this moment forward, it's impossible for you to be unaware of emotional triggers that may have caused you to overeat in the past. From this moment forward, it's impossible for emotions to trigger your appetite or cause you to crave fattening foods. Now, take a moment and reflect. Allow your mind to be filled with happy memories. Happy memories from the past, stored in your mind. A time when you felt on top of the world. Really allow those feelings to emerge. Now, let that image fade for a moment as you think of yourself in a situation where you may be tempted to overeat. And this time, imagine yourself saying no, and as you do, allow all the wonderful feelings to come flooding back into your mind. All the happy memories in the past, a time when you felt on top of the world, come back. Saying no, here come the wonderful feelings. Each time you say no now to a thought, a feeling of an inappropriate eating behavior, all the wonderful feelings come back, so that you receive more enjoyment, more positive feelings from saying no and becoming the master of your own destiny. Imagine yourself saying no as you begin to realize you are in complete control. As of this very moment, there is no idea, person, thought, situation that can stop you. As you spend another moment thinking of yourself at your goal weight, really allow yourself to visualize that and how you feel. And you ask yourself, is there any reason to stop you from achieving this goal? But beware. Don't allow anyone or anything to stop you from turning that wonderful image of you at your goal weight into reality. Because there is no person, thought, image, memory, or sensation ever to arrive in the future that could interfere with that goal and those feelings. And something very interesting. Every time you see the color red, from now on, every time you see the color red, on a conscious or unconscious basis, every time you see the color red, it will further strengthen your determination, your desire to do what it takes to achieve your goal. All the happy memories come flooding back into your mind. You at your goal weight on top of the world every time you see the color red, making it effortless and easy. Now take a deep breath. Allow all these suggestions to become firmly implanted in your unconscious mind, replacing old habits with new habits, making it all effortless and easy for you now. All the suggestions firmly implanted in your subconscious, part of every nerve, cell, and fiber in your body, all the intelligent parts of your body. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and it'll be time for you to return back to the here and now, taking back with you all of the suggestions. And if you're listening to this at night, you can simply drop off to sleep and you will have a very deep, restful sleep, allowing the suggestions to continue to take effect and deepen through the night. But if it's time for you to come back, I'll count from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, you'll be fully emerged, feeling wonderful, refreshed, revitalized in every way. 1, starting to come back to the here and now. 2, getting back in touch with your body, with your breathing. 3, feeling positive, energized. 4, eyes starting to open. And 5, eyes wide open, back to the here and now.